Well, this all started because they told me that I had 2 years left to live on my natural heart. So I quit my job as a tour guide and decided to figure out how to solve this heart problem I had. So I printed out the bioprinter parts on my 3D printer. I keyed it all into place and ordered the cell and biogel cartridges on Amazon. Drones delivered it later that afternoon, and I got to work. Well, let me tell you, printing organs isn't quite as simple as building a bookshelf. You would not want to see some of the liquidy, pulpy, bloody, jelly messes in a vat that come out of that poor machine the first few times I tried it out. But it was all right. Cell cartridges are cheap, and let me tell you, my dog loved all that raw meat. So I realized I needed help. I started coming down to the bioprinting meetup here at the lab, and let me tell you, these folks down here have printed livers, kidneys, hearts, you name it. They show me the ins and the outs, the tips and tricks, and pretty soon I was building my own capillaries and even muscle tissue. Finally, I started to jump back into trying to make a heart. After a few attempts, finally got a pumping one. I tested it out with disposable plasma, and after a few more attempts, had patched some leaks, you know. I had a beautiful, beating, pumping, lovely heart. First time I realized that this might finally be real, boy, I can't tell you what that felt like. These days, hardly no one gets a shot at a second heart, and I wasn't about to fly to a climate change refugee camp and take that heart to some poor bastard, so I was really happy. The heart tested out perfect. We'd built it to be compatible with my blood type. We ran it for a week to make sure that it wouldn't suddenly conk out on me. We also ran it through battery stress tests to make sure that my active senior lifestyle wouldn't overclock it. Everything tested out, and a week later, I was at the robot surgeon getting my new lease on life. After I was back on my feet after that surgery, I went back to my old friends here at the biolab. After a few gentle pats on the back and a hearty congratulations, they told me that I was really lucky to print out such a good heart after such few attempts. But let me tell you, it wasn't luck. These folks are good teachers, and with their help, kindness, and genuine desire to help other people learn these new technologies, we made a heart that's allowing me to go hiking in the brush once again. And I still go to the weekly meetup and help them new folks coming up start printing their own bona fide, original, wonderful, working organs.